Where's all our farmland going? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Agricultural land real estate lawyer Kim Maloney and I were talking about the decision on the part of farmers to sell their properties to residential and commercial real estate developers, particularly where existing farms butt up against cities.
That makes the farmer more rural and makes the farm he's selling more urban.
Yes, I've seen that happen in a couple circumstances where maybe there is a housing development going on in a certain area and they want to expand that development onto farmland. If the farmer wants to continue to farmland, there may be opportunities to buy other property and to benefit from the sale of the closer in city land.
So what's your take when you look at the bumper stickers all around Idaho, no farm, no food? It does concern me a little bit. I can certainly understand the motivation of the farmer. Along comes a developer and says, hey, here's a big pile of cash for your farm, but that's no longer going to be a farm. Are you seeing a lot of that?
I'm not sure that I have the statistics really to opine on that. I do know, I saw a chart recently, I think the USDA puts out, it's a chart that has the entire United States and shows the portions of the country that are devoted to agriculture versus cities. And I thought it was pretty fascinating at how much land is still devoted to agriculture, and the city land is really pretty compacted.
Don't blame the farmer, don't blame the developer, but do worry about global food production. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.